Let's go, girls. Come on.
Hello, welcome to Girls Live on the Air here in Ventura County. We're Real Women in Real Estate. We are streaming live today on KVTA 1590. You can also find us on 97.9. I'm Janice Brisler, and today I have a special treat because Karen is out searching for Easter eggs. I have Bob Ridgway here, associate broker at Keller Williams West Ventura County. Welcome, Bob.
Well, welcome to you too. Thank you very much for the great introduction. And you probably don't know this, but I am considered the man in the room.
The man in the room. That's right. Yeah. Oh, we love that. We love that here. First of all, I want to start off with, we are having a really great giveaway today. We have a balloon Easter basket from VC Balloons, and we have filled it with golden eggs. There are events in there. There's two events for two tickets to an event in May, two tickets to a real estate conference. You have a delightful restaurant certificate. So many good things in this basket. So you do want to call in to 805-650-1590 to make sure that you get your name on the list for that, because we would want you to pick it up today from us here at Rent 805 so that you are set for the Easter holiday. So tell me about your week. What's going on, Bob?
Well, it's been a pretty crazy week. Having to dodge the raindrops as of last night was kind of interesting. Unfortunately, we have beautiful weather today, and hopefully for Easter tomorrow, a lot of the kids will be enjoying themselves, and doing as best they can, even if it may be indoors. But we've had a good week. Keller Williams has had just a phenomenal start to the year. You hear a lot of the doom and gloom with our market, but it's been just the opposite for us. We've had a lot of really good sales, and we've got some great properties. In fact, I'm going to share a couple of them here in a little bit that we've got within our office. I want to make sure people are aware of.
Oh, that's fantastic. I know on the rental side at Rent 805, it's been just really a whirlwind. It always is the last 2 weeks of the month as people are trying to move in by the first of the month. And rentals, we'll start out at the beginning of the week with five, and then we dwindle down to one or two. And that's how this week has really gone. If you are looking for a rental, you know what you're looking for, you see it, now is not the time to hesitate to take that rental off the market if you love it.
Yeah, so, and as far as the sales are concerned for us, I know, across the board, our inventory has been very lacking in Western Ventura County. In fact, for most of the state, it has been very low, and that's kept prices really on the upper level and steady. And if anything, we're still seeing multiple offers, which was something that we experienced a couple of years ago, but it's still happening.
Yeah, I see that all over the place where people are like, it's above offer, it's above asking, the whole nine yards. It's amazing, really, what the real estate, with all the doom and gloom, it is amazing how the real estate community is just really like, this is what we're doing now, and let's move forward, and things have not changed.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I speak for most of the major offices and even the smaller ma and pa offices in our region here. It's been a little trying, but we're doing pretty darn well. I'm really pleased with seeing what our results have been.
Fantastic. Tell me what you have for your listings.
Yeah, actually, I wanted to bring up a couple of them here. Terry Davis and Maggie Hawthorne of the Davis Hawthorne Group out of Keller Williams. They've got a couple of listings, one of which some of you have probably seen as you drive down Thompson Boulevard in Ventura. It's near a corner, I think, of McMillan and Thompson. It's at 1597 East Thompson Boulevard in Ventura, and it's a mixed-use property where it's commercial in the front and then a rental property in the back. 600 square feet in the front, and it's perfect for either an office or a hair salon or an art studio, plenty of off-street parking as well. You couple that with a three-bedroom, one-bath, single-story bungalow in the back, and that you could live in and still operate your own business in the front, or end up renting out either one. It's or both, for that matter. It's a good income-producing property. I've seen it myself. I like it. I think it's a pretty neat place. They've got a price at $1.084 million.
Wow.
So $1,840,000. And then we've got another one that they also have. I told them I'd pitch both of these for them.
Love it.
They have a residential property at 3004 Seaview Avenue, and that's in the Ventura Keys. It's not on the channel, but it's just off of it. It is a cosmetic fixer, or at least it's dated, needs to be upgraded and some life blown back into it. It's a 5-bedroom house, which
wow, you don't see a lot of those.
You don't see a lot of those. And with the price for a 5-bedroom house in the Keys, they've got it priced at $1,450,000. It's getting a lot of activity. So if you have any interest in taking on a project like this, definitely give them a call. You can reach Terry or Maggie, either one, at 805-242-2472. And their California DRE number is 013-30845.
That's fantastic. And actually, I've worked with Maggie on a couple different projects. I just love working with those ladies, and it's give them a call if that's what you're looking for. Because first of all, you've talked about two really eclectic kind of units because of the fact that 5 bedrooms in the Keys, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And then a commercial with anything that you can do behind it with a rental or live there, a work-live situation. That's what life is really all about lately.
Okay.
So those are fantastic. I have a couple of rentals that are on the market. Oh, I have one at 4455 Antigua Way down in the Colony. It is a 2-bedroom, 2-bath. It has been refreshed. It's gorgeous inside, nice, white, bright, lovely. They have down there 2 pools, 5 jacuzzis. They have a pickleball court, a racquetball court, a tennis court. And then, of course, you can just walk across the street to the beach. So it is resort living at its utmost finest. So if that's something you're interested in, it's $34.95 a month. And it's just, it's a wow kind of a unit. Coming up, we just put on the market this week 522 Garone here in River Park. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. Also has been refreshed. It's a townhouse. Gorgeous. It's lots of room inside. You have your 2-car garage. You can walk to the collection. I mean, I think that's one of the funnest things about anything that's happening this summer is you're going to go see those bands at the collection and walk. And there's just so much to do. And it's right around all the parks. So if that's something you're interested in, you can find everything at rent805.com or give us a call at 805-766-8805. We'll love to show you those units.
Great. Great. Yeah. Sounds like you got good inventory right now.
Yeah, we do.
Good.
Well, we have a great show lined up for you, folks.
I'm looking forward to this. I know most of the people are on this list. So.
I love it. So we'd like you to stay tuned. Coming up, we have Joe Parisi coming up with Guaranteed Rate Mortgage, and he's going to let us know how things are going with interest rates. So stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Larry Reyes with Smart Home Mortgage. My team and I are here to offer our clients and real estate partners more options and more products than any local bank or credit union. When others can't get the job done, we can. Finding you the right product at the lowest rate, at the lowest cost, is what we do. Our team is dedicated to closing loans in 30 days or less with excellent communication along the way. You can find us at the Large Tower in Oxnard, Morgan Stanley Building, 300 East Esplanade Drive, Suite 105. We're on the main floor. Or give us a call at 805-853-3030. Find us on the net, smarthomemortgage.net. Our licensing information is NMLS number 1569054. My individual NMLS number is 233573. Our California DRE number is 02012912. And my individual DRE number is 01507079. The number you really need to remember is mine, 805-853-3030.
Come to Ventiki in downtown Ventura at the corner of Fir and Main for happy hour food and drinks from 4 to 6 p.m. and enjoy a specialty drink by one of our cocktail shamans, where you will be amazed by the aloha spirit the moment you walk through our A-frame archway and sit around our fire pit on our open patio. See you soon. Mahalo. Call us at 805-667-8887. Once again, that's 805-667-8887.
Let's go, girls.
Come on. Welcome back, Ventura County. You're listening to Girls on the Air. We're real women in real estate and a gentleman today here on KBTA 1590. We also stream live on KVTA.com or wherever you love to listen to your favorite podcast. I want you to remember, we have this fantastic Easter basket that we are giving away. Call in. It is full of different events to go see. There's something for him. There's something for her. There's something for owners and investors and renters. There's something for everything in that basket and lots of fun things. So call 805-650-1590 to get on the list because we want to make sure you have that fantastic Easter basket for your holidays. So we have in our studio right now, we have Joe Parisi with Guaranteed Rate. Thank you so much for being here. Tell us everything fantastic about mortgages.
Thank you for having me, Janet. I'll start with the interest rate watch. And it should be actually termed the inflation watch because that's really what affects interest rates the most. What we got just yesterday, Friday, was the government release on data on inflation. And it's called the PCE, which is the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index. And that is a piece of data that the Federal Reserve look at more than CPI. So you always hear about CPI and say, oh, that's what you know the Fed's looking at. They're really looking at this, the PCE. So the bottom line is, what we've seen recently is kind of a stagnation in the inflation numbers. So we were at, believe it or not, 9% back in June 2022 on inflation, and it's come down to about 3%. But in the past few months, it's nudged down barely, but not a lot. And what it looks like is we might see these stagnant numbers for a few more months, which means that the Fed, looking at those numbers, they're actually signaling that they're dying to make a rate drop. They want to. I mean, election year or not, you could say, you know, that's made the reason, but they're actually signaling they want to make a rate drop. But they can't with these inflation numbers still relatively high because they wanted it 2%. That's the goal on inflation. We're still at 3%. So what's going to help them make a move is, unfortunately, we need to see a bad jobs number. So in other words, employment going down, then we could see them move. This upcoming Friday, we got another jobs report, so it could be huge. But if it doesn't come in as we want for interest rates is bad, I think even in our industry, we have to have a change in mindset that we might be at these interest rate levels for the rest of the year. Looking at them historically, we're at mid sixes right now, low sixes. It's not that bad. But when I look back, and I'll give you a couple numbers, as recently as back in, let's see here, yeah, 1995, 7% and 8%. We were in the 13s in the 80s. Average for the past 30 years is 7.33%. So we're below the average.
Wow, that's
but
great.
We got spoiled during the pandemic with that, you know, historic low interest rate environment we had. Mm-hmm. So again, the mindset would be to consider where you're at. We have a calculation of cost of waiting that we can run. For anybody, we just get a neighborhood or a zip code. We punch that in, and we can calculate the cost if you wait for rates to come down, which is you're going to lose out on appreciation. And the other thing people don't realize is when you have a mortgage, you're paying down the debt. So your equity is increasing along with the appreciation. And as a renter, you're looking at rents going up each year when you rent. So you really miss out even if you think rates are going to go down by waiting, because when you look at that number, you're going to say, wow, it might be a good time to jump in now. As we know, if they do come down, that is interest rates, you're going to have much more competition. Their buyers are going to come out of the woodwork. We're going to have multiple offers, like Bob was saying, that are going to be crazy. So I think it's a great time to jump in.
Joe, I've got a question for you, and we're kind of changing directions here. Many of the real estate professionals that are listening to this station right now are very well aware of some of the possibility of additional fees being tagged on to a buyer as far as marketing fees and being able to pay for their broker. Have you seen any, at least talk from Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, VA, FHA, on how they're going to address that? Do you have any feedback on that?
Amazingly, we have not. So as an industry, we are pushing FHFA, which owns Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, for some kind of guidance. And I think they're waiting because they want to see where the dust settles. It's not, you know, done deal yet.
Right.
They need to start making some comments about what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. I've actually seen a little bit of a tick up in volume in the last few weeks, and I'm curious if that's because buyers now are looking at, okay, in a few months, I might have to pay a commission.
Correct.
Where
that's
now, correct. I still don't. So I think maybe some of the buyers are thinking, let's do something now before the unknown is mm-hmm. when we have to, in the future, maybe pay a commission.
Right, right. Okay, well, thanks for that input. That's, we've been studying it and following it very closely. Our broker of record, Doug Moe, and myself have really spent a lot of time watching what's going on with the different things that are trying to turn our industry a little bit sideways. But at this point, I think we have a pretty good handle on it. And, you know, with the help of the lending institutions, with how they are going to process this, I think it's going to be beneficial for everybody.
I do, too. We've got to have the agencies, that's Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, make some kind of a change on how they're going to look at that.
Yeah.
So whether, seller concession or financing that commission, because, if you have a low down payment and you add on 3% commission, it's going to put some first-time buyers out of the market.
Mm-hmm. Well, and to keep in mind, commissions have always been negotiable. It's not.
Right.
It's never been set in stone on that.
Right.
But we've been very adamant, especially our company and other companies that I'm very well aware of, is that we don't price fix. I mean, that's been our mantra, really, making sure that we don't do that.
Right.
Janet, do you have?
Well, I have a question for you. So is there any way someone can find out? So I know that currently for a 3-bedroom, they run anywhere from, we're going to say roughly between $3,200 to $3,895, depending on, land and where they're at and the whole nine yards. It seems to me that could buy a really good mortgage for you. You could actually end up buying. And I think a lot of people think that they're being priced out because they don't understand how much they can get for their dollars worth. Where can they find out what they could get for their dollars worth?
Absolutely, a great topic, because we have a buy versus rent analysis where we can sit down with a client and show them, what the difference is and what you qualify for. And the misperception on buying a home for a first-time home buyer, there's a survey that was done, and I think it was like 60% of the renters thought they had to put 20% down to buy a home.
Yeah.
And that just blew me away because I've been doing this over 30 years and I've never seen more good first-time home buyer programs ever. You can get in with zero down, 97% first mortgage, a 3% second, that's at 1% for qualifying. And the income limits on those have risen. So it used to be, you got to make money to buy a home, but the income limit was too low for here in our Southern California area. Mm-hmm. But now they've increased those. So there's some programs that you can go up to like $180,000 in income and still be considered a first-time buyer with zero down eligibility. So it's pretty amazing. And the key is to get the word out.
Right. And how can they find that information out from you? Where can they find you?
They can reach me. I'll give you my phone number, 818-687-6047. And have to give my NMLS number, which is 255-572.
Do you have a website, too, where they could go to find you?
I do, thanks. It's rate.com/JOEPARISI, Joe Parisi.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you very much, Joe.
My pleasure.
When we come back after a short break, we will have Tamara Molina from Choice Home Warranty. She'll be here to explain how home warranties can save the day on your property. So if right now you're listening to Girls on the Air on KVTA 1590 and KVTA.com, don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Pat from Pothier Hypnotherapy, and I'm located right here in Ventura County. Just open a newspaper, watch TV, or even get on social media, and you can see all the negative things that affect our lives. In my practice, we focus on the positive. We want to assist you to be the very best that you can be, to live your best life ever. I offer a variety of services under my three main programs of diet-free life, weight management, smoking cessation, and overcoming trauma. See, we all have something that holds us back. I can be reached through my website, PathiaHypnotherapy.com, or call myself, 818-468-0777. We all deserve happiness, peacefulness, and love in our lives. Call me. Again, that phone number, 818-468-0777.
Are you a real estate investor or a housing provider here in Ventura County, and you're worried about possibly the new California laws? Maybe you're having headaches with your maintenance, or you just want more freedom from your investment. Well, at Rent 805, we can make all those issues go away for you. Please give us a call at rent805.com because we manage your property so your property does not manage you. Once again, that's rent805.com or 805-776-8805.
Let's go, girls. Come on.
Well, welcome back. This is Bob Ridgway with Keller Williams, West Ventura County, and
Janice Brisler with Rent 805.
And I am excited to introduce our next guest. Tamara Molina is from Choice Home Warranty. I almost said mortgage. Anyway, warranty. And I can say without a doubt, this young lady has bailed my clients out of so many issues that they've come up with their house. She is one of the best, if not the best, home warranty representatives that we've got in this area.
Wow.
So welcome.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me, and thank you for those kind words. I've been doing it a long time, so if, you know, you kind of get a knack for what you're doing, and you help out your clients, and yeah, you get involved in claims. That's what it's all about.
Well, good, yes. Good. Tell us just a little bit about what Choice does as far as coverage. What's the... give us kind of the nuts and bolts about what they do.
Sure. So a home warranty, if you're not familiar, covers the working systems inside the main foundation of the home. So you're talking, you know, plumbing systems, you know, water heaters, toilets, faucets, you know, clogs in pipes, things of that nature, electrical systems, appliances, heating and air conditioning. Generally, things are inside the main foundation of the house. That's what we cover. But of course, you know, there are things like pool equipment, which are outside, that we do cover. And, you know, the condenser for your air conditioner is outside also. So there are a few things that are outside, but most of the working systems inside the main foundation of the house. And what happens is when you put a home warranty on your home, then you have something break, like a water heater explodes. You call our 800 number. We have a stable of contractors who we text the claim to. The first one to respond, who can get out within a day or two, is how we ultimately want it to work, will actually contact the homeowner, you the homeowner, and they'll go out and fix it, usually for the $75 service fee. There are times where there are some non-covered costs on an entire air conditioning replacement, or, you know, sometimes on a water heater replacement if it has not been brought to code through the years, there will be some non-covered costs. But most of the time, you know, we're replacing, you know, appliances, we're fixing, you know, outlets, working on pool equipment. It's just the $75 service fee, which is great. The great savings.
How, as far as a customer, you know, let's say it's a brand new customer.
Yes.
How do they get introduced to you in the first place? There's two real main channels, isn't it?
Yes.
Either through their realtor or through the transaction.
Yes.
Or they can actually get online and purchase if they've lived in their house forever.
Absolutely.
And they decided they want to get one.
Absolutely. So the main track for me is, of course, a real estate transaction. And you as an agent, you know, would refer me and, or, you know, and tell your buyers, listen, I've worked with her before and Choice is a great company and you're free to look them up online. And that's my main channel. But of course, if we have homeowners out there who have never had a warranty or their warranty with a current provider has expired, we can pick those up. No problem at all. If we haven't had a warranty on the home in a while, there is a 30-day hold, but after that, you're good to go. And our standard plan is 13 months, not 12, so we've actually added a month of coverage for them. And I would prefer that they call me directly because we do have a product online which is a direct-to-consumer plan, but the coverage isn't as good. So I would rather that people call me directly and we'll get you into the real estate plan, which, you know, has the best coverage and I can actually help with claims when they come in. So happy to do that.
I've seen miracles happen. So I call her a lot. And so, and I love the fact that we can put our clients straight to you to say, hey, listen, everything's about the, because I see a lot of new builds. So it seems like that 12-month and one day hits and yes. everything just stops working.
Yes.
So I've often said to clients, make sure that, you know, this is something you might want to look at because things just happen.
Yes.
And the price of the policy versus a whole water heater is
yes.
remarkable. Mm-hmm. Or you look,
absolutely.
If you haven't done a water heater lately, you're looking at $1,200 to $1,400. That's
least.
Just the cost. And people
oh, yeah.
are like, no, you can find it for $700. I'm like, not in
yeah.
this universe anymore.
No.
So you have to understand that there's so many things that prices are skyrocketing, and to be able to, you know, hold your investment, which is your home, to that standard of you don't have to worry. Do I have to go without? Listen, going with cold water showers is horrible.
Yes. Not a fan.
Not a fan.
Although there is a trend with that whole
cold yeah,
water
yeah.
shower.
Yeah.
I haven't adopted
it's,
that yet.
Yeah, it's supposed to help the, right. the skin tone and everything.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'll be ready. I'm okay.
At my age, I'm fine. I don't have to worry about it anymore.
Probably give me a heart attack. So.
You came into our office the other day, and
yes.
we talked a little bit about making sure that you have the coverage for what your property has. Because
yes.
With you know, the addition of accessory dwelling units
yes.
now, and you know, you may have a pool, you may have a spa,
yes.
you have all these other things, built-in
yes.
refrigerators, the whole gambit, that you don't realize that the initial cost could be a little bit more than what us as agents have really been working off
sure.
of.
Sure. Sure, but then you want to tailor it to what you have, because if you have a little condo in Oxnard and there is no air conditioning and maybe the appliances aren't staying with the property, the seller's taking them, the buyers are buying brand new, then we don't want to write $650 into the contract.
Right.
I mean, we're down to like $415, which
right.
is really, really inexpensive. Then again, if you're, you know, in Oxnard and you have air conditioning and all the appliances are staying,
mm-hmm.
Then you could write $660 for our ultimate plan, which covers all of the appliances, air conditioning, the upgrade. We do cover roof. We cover a water softener. And that's $660. So it's very reasonable. And if you're doing this outside of an escrow, we can still use those real estate prices, $660. We can actually divide them into 12 months. So that would be a 12-month plan if you're going to pay monthly. But you pay monthly with no admin fee. So you take $660
nice.
And divide it by 12. So it's really inexpensive. So it's and getting back to what Janet was saying about, you know, when you're not knowing what's going to happen with a house in 12 months, one day things start happening, I will tell you that the majority of the claims on the real estate end come in within the first couple of weeks to
mm-hmm.
month after the close of escrow, because the water load is different on the house. So you have an elderly couple moving out, you have a family of five moving in. All of a sudden the water load is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And those pipes, especially if there's an upstairs bathroom that hasn't been used for a while, you know, the inspector goes, everything's working fine. But once you go in there and that family is using that water all of the time, things happen. So I have buyers calling me all the time saying, hey, listen, I bought a money pit. And I say, you absolutely didn't.
Right.
I have these conversations every day,
yeah.
trust me.
Yeah.
And
yes.
once you get these few things worked out, you're going to be fine. But that's what happens. And if there's a vacant home, I always encourage agents, go there. If you've listed that property, you run that water. You go there a couple times a week at
mm-hmm.
least. Run the garbage disposal. You know, the pipes dry up, and that's when things happen. So you just got to take care of the...
I keep picturing you with a Wonder Woman
right.
shirt on. You know?
I agree with that.
You have helped not only myself, like I said earlier when we first introduced you,
yeah.
But many of my agents that just speak highly of you and of your company. And I think that's the whole idea is that you're there to help
yes.
somebody out. It's not a money grab. They're trying to...
Yes.
to get you to where you're covered.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I think we try to do the right thing. We work with contractors. We work with homeowners. You know, things don't always go perfectly. But when you have a resource, someone to call to help get it back on the right path, because as a company, we want to do the right thing. And as do I, it's a great help. So that's
okay.
what I do.
How can we contact you? What's the easiest way?
My phone is great. 805-660-2432. I have an email address of T Molina, so TMOLINA at CHWPro.com.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Right.
Tamara, thank you very much. It's
thank
been a
you.
Pleasure seeing you today.
I appreciate both of you. It was fun.
Thanks.
Always.
Well, stay tuned. Up next, we have Stephen Sterdick with Robert D. Associates. He's going to talk to us about accessory dwelling units, otherwise known as ADUs.
ADUs.
We always throw that out there. He is fantastic. And last time he came over on the show, we were just like struck by all the knowledge he gave to us. So you want to stay tuned for that. Also, we have our Easter basket that we're giving away. It is the cutest. It has a huge bunny in it and a chicken, and it's just adorable. It's a balloon bouquet from BC Balloons filled with lots of golden eggs. So call in at 805-650-1590 and stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Seth Doherty, a professional land surveyor with Latitude Surveying. We help homeowners, realtors, developers, contractors, and architects define property lines, create topographic surveys, site plans, and other maps. We service Santa Barbara and Ventura counties. Give us a call at 805-637-1975 or check us out on the web at latitudesurveying.com. Again, this is Seth Doherty with Latitude Surveying at 805-637-1975. 805-637-1975.
Moving house this year? Imagine having a gentle, experienced partner to help you prepare and lead the team to pack, move, and completely resettle your new home as you've planned. At Gentle Transitions of California, we call that person a move manager. Why not schedule our no-obligation move planning meeting to find out more? Just call 800-619-3049 or visit gentletransitions.com to get started. That's 800-619-3049 to let us help you move gently this time.
Let's go, girls. Come on.
Welcome back to Girls on the Air. We're real women in real estate and a gentleman today. I'm Janet Sprisler.
And I'm Bob Ridgway.
Well, we have an exciting guest here. We have Stephen Sarek with Robert D. Associates. That's going to talk to us about, we're going to call them ADUs, but it's accessory dwelling units. That's that little house that you can put behind your home and do whatever, move somebody in or rent it out. And I'm so excited because the last time you were here, it sort of kind of floored us all with the information that you had regarding this, because people are thinking, well, you can buy them for $800 in Amazon and plop them in your backyard, or, you know, I can move my lawnmower out of the storage shed.
Yeah.
And Grandpa can go back there for
right.
a while.
Yeah, throw down a cot and Grandpa can just sleep
right?
there. Yeah.
So tell us, what are the steps people have to take when they're first thinking about an ADU before they actually press the buy button?
That's a great question. So they want to find out if they can build one there, right? Depending on, you know, their area, their zoning, if they have the space for it. Most residential properties in Ventura County are already, I don't want to say pre-approved, but they all pretty much have the ability to build an ADU on the property or within the building footprint, which is called a junior ADU. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to convert an attached garage, that's going to be a junior ADU. And by right, you can still build one more unit on that property outside of it, detached. So you can actually add two units to your single family residence if your local jurisdiction allows it.
And how does that affect the tax base then? So I thought some people said to me, oh, well, first of all, it's so expensive to do. That's the one myth I think that is actually out there. I don't think it's as expensive as people think it is. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, then the city will come in and raise their taxes and they just can't afford that. How does that play out?
Yeah, so two things there, right? The first one being the raising of the taxes. So just like any remodeling project, you're going to pull a permit for that. Mm-hmm. And you're going to pay increased taxes based on the value of that remodeling project. Whatever you tell the city that it's costing for the remodel, they're going to increase your taxes based on that, right? But on the second hand, where else can you give me $200 and I give you $300 back? I don't know where else you can do that. The stock market doesn't do that, right? Mm-hmm. And when we're talking about real estate is one of the things that's created the most millionaires in history compared to anything else in the investment world whatsoever. So if you add an ADU or another unit on your property, you're increasing your not only your rentable square footage, but you're increasing your bedroom count and bathroom count per the tax rolls, which means now your house is worth more because per square foot price, you just increase the size of the whole entire thing. Your value, what you did is you forced the appreciation of your property.
Nice.
Which historically we've never been able to do in single family. We can add a bedroom and we can say, oh, now it's a 4-bedroom instead of a 3. That doesn't really give you like a huge bump in value. It gives you a little bit of value. But now that we added another rentable unit, which has the potential to bring in revenue, it's a huge opportunity for all homeowners. And the state of California has pushed laws down to all of the cities saying, you guys must do this. You have a housing quota that you have not met, and you need to meet it. So it's very streamlined. It's very easy to get the permits done nowadays. And it's something that I think everybody should look into if they're thinking of doing any kind of remodeling or improvements to their property.
As far as the junior ADU, I mean, that to me, that seems fairly intriguing because, we've always considered that as like a granny flat or something of that nature that's attached to the main house.
Yeah.
Of course, a separate ADU is not attached to the main house.
Correct.
They're a standalone building on the property. Mm-hmm. When you go into a junior, I think you have size limitations and so forth, and also ingress and egress to that particular unit.
Yeah,
can
exactly.
you describe that a little bit for us?
Yeah, so depending on the jurisdiction, typically it's going to be 500 square feet or less. It has to be within the existing building footprint. So you can kind of like segregate a portion of, let's say you've got a couple bedrooms that you want to, or one bedroom and a bath that you want to separate, maybe put what they call an efficiency kitchen in there. It has to be within the building footprint. That can also be an attached garage. You can convert that attached garage. Now that's considered a junior ADU. They used to be called, like you said, granny flats, mother-in-law suites. It's just a different name now, but it's the same thing. But now the difference is you're going to be able to add that as livable square feet on the property titled as a junior ADU.
Mm-hmm. Do you still, and this is more of a technical question, do you still have the firewall requirements between both units?
Yeah, and a firewall is very simple, right? Mm-hmm. A one-hour rated firewall is one layer of drywall on each side. You're going to have drywall.
Three-quarter inch, I think,
something like that? Yeah, 5/8. Yeah. Okay. But your standard drywall on each side, that's a one-hour fire-rated wall. And then you're going to have a fire-rated door, which is a standard metal door that everybody has going into their garage already. Now, with a junior ADU, I'm glad you brought it up, you can either have ingress-egress if you need to use a restroom that's in the house. If you have a separate restroom inside the junior ADU, if you add a restroom to the garage that you're converting, you no longer need that adjoining door. So now you can have an exterior entrance that you can rent separately.
So if you do a junior ADU, you don't have to add a bathroom to that.
Correct.
If you can make it work between the two, the two units.
Right. So if I'm bringing my mother-in-law in, right? And she doesn't, I don't want to spend a bunch of money converting it, but I want to make it livable space for her. Mm-hmm. But I've got an extra bathroom she's going to share with my kids. No problem. She'll just come right inside the house and use that restroom.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you think is the main cost? Like when you're starting this project, how much are we looking at like soups to nuts? Say you're converting a garage, a detached garage, on just that level, not bringing in a whole new build, but on something like that, what is the cost?
It depends on the size, right? So if we're looking at a standard two-car garage, 440 mm-hmm. square feet, and if we're going with, let's say, affordable housing finishes, things that we're getting from a place like Contractor's Warehouse,
right?
We're not going for custom cabinetry. We're not going any of those high-end smooth wall finishes.
Right.
You're going to spend somewhere around $300 to $350 a square foot to convert that.
Nice.
But what's the per square foot price sold in that neighborhood? Everything right now is minimum $500 a square foot that it's selling for. Mm-hmm. And that's on the real low end. That's if the main house is a total gut job and needs a full rehab, you're paying $500 a foot.
Right.
You were talking about a house on Seaview, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
That is being sold right now. It's a 5-bedroom. That one is being sold for, I think, $575 a square foot in the Keys, but it's a full gut job.
Mm-hmm.
Once that place is renovated, that's going to be $850 a square foot all day long.
Yes.
And if you build a high-end ADU on that property, brand new, not attached, that's going to cost you about $500 to $550 a square foot. So we're automatically building in $300 to $350 a square foot of value on your property. It's a no-brainer to build these. It's an absolute no-brainer.
Steve, how can we find you? I mean, I want to get your card before you leave.
I know.
Because I'll tell you what, we've got people in our industry that are looking for folks like you. So how can we get a hold of you?
You can go directly to our website. That's robertmdee.com. That's robertmdee.com. One more time, robertmdee.com.
And how about phone number? Do you have a direct line, or would you rather just go through the website?
They can go to the website, check out our projects, but if you have a burning desire to call me, you can give me a call at 805-727-1060, 805-727-1060.
Your phone's already burning up. Look at that.
I can see it. Yeah, it's bouncing off the table already.
Well, okay, well, thank you very much. And Janet, do you want to take it from here?
Yeah, so listen, we're coming to almost to the end of our show. We got about 20 more minutes, so you want to get your call in to 805-650-1590 to win that balloon Easter basket along with all the golden eggs. Thank you so much, Stephen, for being here. And up next, we have Abraham Luna. He is like the go-to guy when it comes to senior housing. So he's going to share with us.
Right up my alley.
All right. So stay tuned.
Opa! You don't have to travel to Greece to enjoy the food, dancing, music, and culture. The Greek Ventura has it all. Healthy, traditional Mediterranean foods, fresh daily seafood, succulent steaks, cozy up at the fire pit on our newly remodeled patio. Open daily for lunch and dinner, brunch on the weekends. Extended happy hour from Monday to Friday, 2 to 9 p.m. All overlooking picturesque Ventura Harbor, where the parking is always free. Go to thegreekventura.com. Opa!
Hi, this is Joe Parisi. I'm with Guaranteed Rate, and I do home loans, residential, 1 to 4 unit properties. We are one of the top 3 lenders in the United States, and we cover everything from zero down first-time home buyers to step-up mansion buyers. You can reach me at rate.com/Joe Parisi. My NMLS number is 25572. Again, I'm Joe Parisi with Guaranteed Rate. My NMLS number is 255572. You can reach me at 818-687-6047.
Let's go, girls. Come on.
Welcome back to Girls on the Air. We are live here on KVTA 1590. You can also find us on your favorite streaming platform with Girls on the Air. I am Janet Sprisler.
And I am Bob Ridgway, the man in the room, along with a couple of other men.
I know. It's been a fun-packed show. Right now we have Abraham Luna here. He, you know, does a lot with getting senior housing, low income to moderate income housing. And a lot of people say, you know, there's just no housing for seniors. And I was talking with him. He's like, we have room. So, Abe, tell us how do people, A, need to find out where they can get this housing? Because we hear a lot of the homeless seniors here in Ventura County.
Well, really, the story is that most of the folks that I help are just regular people who had a great life, and now they've aged, and they sold their home, or their partner has passed, and now they find themselves living with their children or living in the sofa. And so I would say that all the seniors that I help, I would say about 50% of them are considered homeless. They might have money in the bank. They might not look homeless, but they are homeless. And I help them find affordable housing. And I would like to help those people. I would like to be a person to go to if, you know, you're an agent and you need somebody that has recently sold their home and they're like, what do I do now? And that's what happens. They have assets and they think, well, because I have X amount of money in the bank, I can't afford Ventura County anymore. What do I do? And so the next step is, well, would be looking into affordable housing. And the great thing about what I like about the city of Camarillo right now is that they have a lot of buildings that have been built. Right now they build 170 units called Vintage at Anacapa over there by University Glen. Mm-hmm. That's 170 units for seniors. And then just a couple of years ago, they built another 200 units recently. And so there's a lot of senior buildings out there of affordable housing that some seniors are not aware of. Obviously there is some income restriction. And that's where I help people navigate what do I qualify or not qualify. And a lot of folks think they don't qualify because back in their day, their salary that they made was a really good salary, but their salaries didn't keep up with the living adjustments. Mm-hmm. You know, with the, so they think that just because they make $50,000, they're not going to qualify for affordable housing. Or because they have, you know, $500,000 in their bank, they don't qualify for affordable housing.
Is there a subsidy that helps them get along? Is this something that you help coordinate for them so they can afford the housing? And I get it that it's quote unquote affordable housing for seniors, but there's got to be a dollar amount based on, you know, whatever they're going to be able to bring in to compensate for it.
There's two types of programs. There's the one that is affordable housing, which is about 60% of the market rate, and then or 50% or 35% or 45%. But there's also project-based housing, which you go there and it's based on your income. Mm-hmm. So there's two types of affordable housing. And it really just depends on where you want to put, where you want to live. Obviously, you have to take some time and disclose all of your information, and that's a little intrusive for folks, especially when they get to a certain age. They have to provide all of their financial, all of their assets, they have to provide all of their income sources, and they have to disclose all that. So that's kind of intrusive for them, but they do reap the benefit of getting those affordable housing, and there's some property managers that do a great job of managing their properties, and they, you go into these apartment buildings, and they don't look like it's affordable housing. They look like market rate apartments.
Well, what are the age guidelines to this? Because a scenario, let's say one individual is in their early 70s, however, their spouse or their mate is maybe in their 50s or in their 40s. How does that equate to this kind of program?
Senior housing is considered 55 and over. Okay. There are others that have age restrictions 62 and over, or others have 65 and over. But as long as one of the household members is that age, it's considered that household qualifies. So if you are 56 years old and, you know, your partner is under 55, mm-hmm. you would qualify. And now, you know, every single, you know, we're aging differently. Like we have, some people are starting their families in their 50s now. That's acceptable. Mm-hmm. And a lot of folks think it's not. They're not going to qualify. But we're coming to a new place where people in their 50s are starting families at this age. Mm-hmm. And they have affordable housing for that.
Mm-hmm. So I hear a lot of, you know, homelessness, seniors that are on the streets. It seems like they would qualify for these programs. Is that a true statement? Like, they need to really just find out where to reach out, because I know that we were trying to find something for someone in Santa Paula just last week, and they had to go into a shelter in place. And when I heard that they were a senior, I'm like, oh, they need Abraham's.
The truth is there are waiting lists.
Okay.
But right now, like I mentioned, the city of Camarillo just built 170 units. So they need 170 seniors to move into those apartments,
right,
to those homes. It's there. The buildings are going up. Applicants just have to apply. It might take you 3 months. It might take you a year. But we're living longer, so we could wait a little bit.
And you bring up a good point. What other cities have this on the books to start to build?
Most of the cities have projects going up, and they are targeting the seniors. I mean, Ventura County is having, you know, in the last couple of years, 15% increase in the senior population. So they are servicing the seniors.
Mm-hmm. So if a senior needs help, where would they go to find it?
You know, just call me, 805-921-9771, and I'm more than willing to help you, guide you in the right direction. You know, that's what I like doing. It's affordable housing for seniors. I've been in the market rate, and I know how deep cut, how hard it could be, and that's my passion.
And repeat the phone number one more time for those that may not have caught it.
805-921-9771. And again, I'll guide you in the right direction on affordable housing and how to help your client get there after they sold their home and they don't want to move from Ventura County.
Abraham, fantastic. Thank you so much for what you do. This is, you know, I'm a senior, And I see this happening around with my friends and everything else. So the service you provide is, I mean, that's golden. And thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Stay tuned. Coming up, we have a hippity-hoppy kind of friend in our studio today.
Uh-oh.
So, yes, we have a surprise. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Larry Reyes with Smart Home Mortgage. My team and I are here to offer our clients and real estate partners more options and more products than any local bank or credit union. When others can't get the job done, we can. Finding you the right product at the lowest rate, at the lowest cost, is what we do. Our team is dedicated to closing loans in 30 days or less with excellent communication along the way. You can find us at the Large Tower in Oxnard, Morgan Stanley Building, 300 East Esplanade Drive, Suite 105. We're on the main floor. Or give us a call at 805-853-3030. Find us on the net, smarthomemortgage.net. Our licensing information is NMLS number 1569054. My individual NMLS number is 233573. Our California DRE number is 02012912. And my individual DRE number is 01507079. The number you really need to remember is mine, 805-853-3030.
Are you frustrated with your website or online marketing? Do you feel technology like AI is advancing faster than you can keep up? Hi, my name is Justin, and I've got good news for you. My company, Phase 3, helps small business owners just like you every day. If you'd like some help with your website and digital marketing, you can reach me at 805-455-1265 and online at phase3.net. That's 805-455-1265 and online at phase3.net.
Let's go, girls. Come on.
Welcome back to Girls on the Air. We are live here on KVTA 1590. I'm Janice Brisler.
And I'm Bob Ridgway. And boy, am I excited.
I'm so excited. So as we know, all show long, we've been giving away a balloon, an Easter basket balloon, a basket with lots of golden eggs. But the best golden egg is here in our studio, hippity-hopping in, is the Easter Bunny.
Hi, everyone. I'm the Easter Bunny, and it's great to be here. And I live on Easter Island, but I'm always happy to visit here in the United States, where I know all the kids, and I bring them wonderful Easter presents, and I love to be here. So thank you to Girls on the Air for letting me be here to say hello to everybody. Of course, I came to America back in the 1700s with the Germans. Aber ich spreche nur ein bisschen Deutsch. So I usually use English to say hello. And my favorite thing to eat is carrots. And all you kids give me lots of nice carrots for my stack when I bring you things. And what I like to bring to you is Easter eggs. Because eggs are always a good symbol of life coming into its wonder. And that's what happens as we come into Easter. All of nature is being rebuilt here on this planet, and we love to bring eggs to celebrate that. And that's what we rabbits do, because we love to celebrate Easter, because it's always the rebirth of life for everyone and everything. So that's what brings us here, and that's what brings us to all of you children out there. And it's great to be here on Girls on the Air to say hello and wish you all a happy, happy Easter. What? We'll be around tomorrow. It's the day before right now, but we usually come out pretty early in the morning and bring some Easter eggs, which we love to decorate so that you kids can all have fun seeing them. And of course, just like Santa Claus, we'd like to have you kids on the nice list to make sure that we're going to bring you something nice for Easter. Because when you're nice, well, we like to be nice to you. And that's what we bunnies do. And that's why we love to have Easter be here for us and us be here for Easter. So we're really glad to be here and say hello to everybody here on Girls on the Air. And it's wonderful to know that you're all out there listening to what we have to say and that you're all ready for Easter to be here tomorrow, because it's a great celebration of life. And life begins a lot of places with a lot of things on Easter. That's why we like to bring eggs, because eggs are always a good symbol of life starting out for a little, every kind of animal that brings eggs loves to have them come up for Easter and start off. Now, we rabbits don't bring eggs, but we'd love to give eggs because they are a great symbol of what Easter is all about. So we want to be here to wish you all a very, very happy Easter and a wonderful life and a wonderful new part of life, which is going to begin for everyone on Easter, especially a lot of you young kids, because we love to know that you're there growing up, becoming great adults, adult humans, which are always nice to us rabbits and us bunnies. So you can call me Peter Rabbit, or my nickname is Peter Cottontail, because all of us rabbits have a cottontail. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for being here, the Easter Bunny. Thank you all for listening to Girls on the Air. Oh, I'm
we've
so
got
sorry.
We almost cut out too early.
This doesn't mean stop. That means two. That's not bunny.
Actually, Mr. Rabbit, I do have Mr. Bunny. Excuse me, I do have a question for you. When did chocolate become a replacement for the eggs?
Well, we like to bring chocolate because kids love chocolate, and we always get lots of chocolate. And that was about, I could say, another 20 or 30 years after we came here to America, we started creating chocolate, or we started seeing chocolate created. We knew kids love it, so that's why we love to bring chocolate to all the kids, because chocolate is a wonderful way to celebrate life, and that's what we do at Easter, is celebrate life and new life for everyone and everything.
So I have a question for you, Mr. Easter Bunny.
Yes.
All the kids go to bed now with colored hands from dyeing their eggs. Did that tradition start because you were tired of having it on your paws?
Well, yes, we like to have kids decorate those eggs because we were never able to do it very well. Kids can do it a lot better than we are, and they always do a great job of celebrating Easter by making eggs really beautiful and wonderful and fun.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I think we can head out now. Thank you so much. Have a fantastic Easter weekend, and we will see you next week on Girls on the Air.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks.